From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting new sanctions against Iran. The Trump administration on Friday imposed sanctions on 13 people and a dozen companies in response to Iran's recent ballistic missile test, increasing pressure on Tehran without directly undercutting a landmark nuclear deal with the country. In a statement, the U.S. Treasury Department says Iran's continued support for terrorism and development of its ballistic missile program poses a threat to the region, the U.S. and its allies. In Iran, senior cleric Ayatollah Ahmad Khatami blasted the new sanctions, saying they will violate the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action known as the Iran nuclear deal. Khatami said that we have missile drills. Missile drills are a show of our might. We are living in a world of wolves, wolves such as the arrogant government of America. In this world of wolves, should we remain unarmed and they do whatever damn things they want? No way. This will never happen. This is White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
Today's sanctions really represent a very, very strong stand against the actions that Iran has been taking, and make it very clear that the deal that they struck previously was not in the best interest of this country, and that President Trump is going to do everything he can to make sure that Iran is stayed in check.
The Associated Press news agency reports that none of the new sanctions appear to reverse the Obama administration's suspension of sanctions as part of the 2015 nuclear deal. A knife-wielding man shouting "Allahu Akbar, God is great" in Arabic attacked French soldiers on patrol near the Louvre Museum Friday in what officials described as a suspected terrorist act. The soldiers first tried to fight off the attacker and then opened fire. He's now in the hospital in Paris. This is VOA News. North Korea's leader has dismissed the country's state security minister on charges of corruption, abuse of power, and human rights abuses committed by his agency, according to South Korea's Unification Ministry. South Korea said Friday Kim Jong-un dismissed key aide Kim Won-hung in mid-January. A Unification Ministry official said the sudden firing of the spy chief could heighten the North's instability by increasing anxiety among the ruling elite. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis is in Tokyo today, where he met with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and the Japanese Defense Minister. Earlier in the day in South Korea, Mattis said any nuclear attack by North Korea on the U.S. or any of its allies would be met with an effective and overwhelming response. The new U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, took a firm stance against Russian military action in eastern Ukraine by condemning Moscow's aggressive actions and saying U.S. Crimea-related sanctions will remain in place. Fighting has escalated in recent days in eastern Ukraine between Russian-backed separatist militias and the Ukrainian security forces. The new U.S. Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, has spoken to employees for the first time since being sworn in. He said employees should be permitted to express their political opinions, but personal convictions should not be allowed to harm the department's ability to work together.
We're on the same team. We share the same mission. Honesty will undergird our foreign policy, and we'll start by making it the basis of how we interact with each other.
Tillerson spoke the same week a memo was signed by nearly 1,000 State Department officials expressing opposition to President Trump's recent order to temporarily ban travelers from 7 countries. Afghan forces claim to have repulsed a Taliban attack on a district in Helmand province. The attack on Garmsir district Thursday night lasted until early Friday morning. Officials said 16 insurgents were killed and 9 were wounded. Local district officials told VOA that 11 Afghan security forces personnel were also killed, and 18 others were wounded. Helmand is Afghanistan's largest poppy-growing province and provides the lifeblood for the Taliban insurgency. According to the French news agency AFP, the Taliban earned $1 billion annually from taxing poppy farmers nationwide. And the White House says new or expanded Jewish settlements beyond their current borders may not be helpful in achieving peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Palestinians say Jewish settlements on the West Bank land they want as part of a future state is a major setback to peace. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.